Dunkin' is here to keep you running with a much-needed taste of normal. To work, home, or work from home. With the coffee you like, just the way you like it. Whether that's a small hot black coffee, your daily 2 p.m. latte, or a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant and a medium iced coffee with oat milk, one sugar, two pumps of caramel, one pump hazelnut, a swirl of French vanilla, and a shot of espresso.
I call it my PM pep rally. You should really try it.
Whatever it is that gets you running, Dunkin's got you and always will. America runs on Dunkin'.
Welcome to Camp Constitution Radio with your host, Hal Shurtleff. The show is heard on WBCQ The Planet every Monday night and Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also pick it up on our Podomatic page, podomatic.com, and just put in Camp Constitution. And visit our YouTube channel where we do upload some of the shows, and we'll definitely upload this show because of our special guest. And this show is brought to you by Camp Constitution, which, among other things, runs a week-long family camp. And next year's camp, July 18th to the 23rd at the beautiful Singing Hills Christian Camp and Retreat Center in Plainfield, New Hampshire. And to learn more about that on our, and our other activities, visit our website, campconstitution.net. Well, our guest is Alex Newman. How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me, Al.
Well, glad you came on a short notice, too. I know it's a very slow news week. Not a lot of things are happening. I think we had an election, didn't we, last week? But everything's nice.
Yeah, fraudulent one. Yeah, that's true. Right.
Well, you wrote a very good article in the New American Magazine about this election and election fraud. Most of the major media outlets are saying with a straight face. I don't know how they can say it with a straight face. There's no evidence of any fraud. Can you elaborate a little bit? Is there any evidence whatsoever about any election fraud anywhere in this country?
Well, it's one of the many ways you can discern the fact that the fake media is, as Pamela Geller has always called it, the enemy media. Right? They are absolutely not concerned about that. You know, they talk about there's no proof of vote fraud. There is way more proof of massive systematic vote fraud all across this country than there is for any of their pet causes. You know, the man-made global warming hoax, the transgender ideology, you know, all these pseudoscientific causes that they've all rallied behind. The evidence of the voter fraud, Hal, is overwhelming. It was so brazen, it was almost like they wanted you to know. You know, we have recordings from some of the fake media outlets where you can actually see Trump's vote total going backwards while Biden's is moving upwards. There is so much. You know, I wrote a big article about it. That was just the tiny tippy top of the iceberg. It's out of control. And at this point, I think they've outdone themselves. The fake media is now being discredited. Even very, very mainstream people who, you know, haven't traditionally thought of themselves as skeptics of the media, they recognize that something fraudulent is going on here. World leaders are talking about it. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo just dropped some truth bombs on all the media and said, oh, yeah, we expect a very smooth transition to the second Trump administration.
Trump's second term.
They're freaking out. They're losing their minds. But, you know, what are they going to do? They can only lie so much. I think it's going to blow up in their faces and they're going to lose all credibility.
Well, you know, this voter fraud's been going on probably since the very first election was ever cast, wherever that may be, whether it be ancient Rome. but it's usually not necessarily enough to turn an election. It may be a local election. You know, I live in Boston. Oh, it will be for the next month or so. There's an old saying, vote often and early for James Michael Curley. And they made a movie based on, he was mayor of Boston, governor of Massachusetts. My grandfather knew him, my mother's side, and they were friends. But they were people would, you know, someone pass away in the neighborhood. You make note of who's passing away, and you go in there and you vote for them. And they made a movie called The Last Hurrah with Spencer Tracy. It was loosely based on the story of Michael Curley. And there was a character named Footsie, and he was called Footsie because on election day he'd walk all over the city, you know, voting for dead people. so where do you now? It looks like it's pretty in certain states where Trump wasn't even expected to win, like Massachusetts. But I think they were so paranoid. I think even in states that are, you know, they call the deep blue states, I think there was a lot of voter fraud.
Oh yeah, there was massive vote fraud. I think there was some of the most extreme vote fraud came from solidly blue states. I think one of the things that the media wanted to do, and that the deep state wanted to do with this election, was make it look like there was a real repudiation of the president. And one way to do that was to have him win the popular vote. But I mean, anybody with two eyes to see could see that this was a giant fraud in the making. I mean, you saw Biden rallies, and maybe they could get a dozen people there. Presumably, 10 out of the 12 were staffers and security people, and you'd have, 10 times as many Trump supporters waving Trump flags outside. I mean, come on. And then Trump would fly into, some small town in the middle of nowhere, and you'd have 100,000 people crowding into an airport to try to just catch a glimpse of their leader. I mean, it wasn't even close. And so they had to manufacture the fake polls, and then they had to manufacture all these fake ballots in these blue states to make it look like he had a lot of votes.
Well, interesting, New Hampshire, which is where we'll be moving and where our camp is held, Trump lost that state 4 years ago by a little less than under 3,000, like 2,500 or 2,400. And he was although the polls kept on saying he's 10% behind, 10% behind. That was the poll you got constantly. You heard that. But the Republicans gained the House and the Senate, the state House, by a pretty comfortable margin. They had lost the House a couple of years ago, and they gained the House. They got some new seats. I had some friends get elected to the state House. There's 400 members of the state House. It's the largest body, I think, one of the largest elected bodies. They all make $100 a year plus travel. At the same time, all of the Democrats, the Democrat senator returned. She got reelected for six more years by, relatively comfortable margin. And the two members of Congress got reelected. So the Republicans lost the governor, who was sort of a moderate Republican. He got in by a very wide margin. And state reps got in, comfortable margins, in small towns, 500, 1,000 votes. Pretty much, I can't remember how many seats they gained, but they gained quite a few. And I think there was another state that gained, that was a Democrat controlled, and it was regained by the Republicans. One of the fascinating things, and I think this indicates fraud, is that a lot of these ballots, that people just voted for Biden. There was nothing on the down ballot. And, of course, there was, there were 33 Senate seats up for grabs. There was, every member of Congress was up for grabs. There was some mayor, and some other local offices.
Yep, and that's one more element of the proof that we have here. They use so many different methods of voter fraud, but I think one of the very obvious ones was, they frantically filled out a bunch of ballots, and they didn't have time to go all the way down the list. They just filled them all out for Biden and then sent them in and expected them to be counted, and they think we're a bunch of idiots. Right? How come the numbers for Biden were, I saw in one election there was like 90,000 ballots that had only Biden marked on them, and then for Trump it was like 2,000. Really? We're expected to believe that? Because I think the computer fraud, the dead people voting, everything that they had prepared in advance wasn't nearly enough to account for the massive turnout that came out for Donald Trump. And it's going to be an interesting time ahead here, but I am pretty confident that Trump is going to end up in the White House, that a lot of this voter fraud is going to be exposed, and then we'll have a whole new set of problems to deal with, like Democrat terror mobs, the Black Lives Matter, and the Pantifa,
absolutely.
Burning down cities.
Well, I think at least now that Trump has, if he does get reelected, he won't have to worry so much about the PC stuff, and maybe he can take some action if they do go on a terror rampage, which is what you expect. And I find it fascinating that they had a Biden victory celebration. And I don't think it was so much like they love Biden. It's just that they hate Trump, Not so much. I think so. There was a bunch of white people at Black Lives Matter Plaza, this recently appointed piece of property in D.C., and the blacks of Black Lives Matter, not the white liberals, where you see most of them are white liberals holding their signs. They were basically blank Trump, blank Biden. They don't like Biden either. He's white, so we hate him. And there was a mob of people going through a neighborhood in Portland, Oregon. I think this was last night or two nights ago. And this white guy was saying, come on, people, we want to be peaceful. Shut the blank up, whitey. Oh, I got a Biden sign. I'm on your side. who are you, you white supremacist, telling us not to be violent? I thought, oh, this is what they get. You know, this is what they get for supporting that evil cause. You know, not that I wish that of people, but it's just, this is what you get when you don't do your research, or when you blindly follow up, when you support people who lionize the lives of basically thugs like George Floyd and these other folks who are, you know, getting killed by the police. Too bad they got killed, but you know, you're a habitual criminal. I think the guy in Atlanta was he had been released because of COVID, and he was in jail for beating up his children, I think, you know, and they make him a hero. You know, it's absolutely amazing. So what do you think was the most flagrant? And it looks like Michigan, because it was a very important state. And I see the red line going up, and all of a sudden you see the blue plateauing, you know, at the last minute, all these votes come in. So what state do you think was the most of the swing states that are still not or somewhat in, not necessarily decided yet?
Well, you know, they were pretty brazen. You're right. Michigan was one. Wisconsin and Pennsylvania too was just incredible. The amount of fraud, and you know, when they're starting to block people, block poll workers and observers from watching what's going on. How many times have we been told that if you have nothing to hide, what are you worried about? Why did they insist on making sure nobody could see what was going on in Philadelphia? Same thing in Detroit. It's because they didn't want people to see the massive fraud going on. But, you know, those swing states there at the end, you know, I went to sleep the night of the election thinking, wow, Trump's way ahead in Michigan and Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, this should be no problem. Woke up the next morning and suddenly hundreds of thousands of new votes for Biden and almost none for Trump. How dumb do they think we are?
I went to bed at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I was uneasy, but they said a few of the states just stopped counting. And I said, well, we're never going to get the results. One was that, unless there was a blackout somewhere where they lost electricity, I don't remember hearing ever. I mean, this is what you do once every 4 years. You have the personnel to do with the job. You don't go out and break and come back in the morning. And they, one of the states, I think it may have been Arizona, oh, we're not going to come back until, you know, Wednesday or Thursday. We got to take a little breather here. That's unheard of.
Yeah, that's code word for we need to go manufacture a ton of fake ballots to make sure Sleepy Joe Biden can win this election in spite of the massive turnout for President Trump and the almost non-existent turnout for Sleepy Joe Biden.
Well, another fascinating thing, too, usually like when Trump won in 16, there were a lot of Republican senators that won or returned, as well as they got the – I can't remember. I think they already had the House, didn't they, in 16?
Yeah.
Did the Republicans have a majority?
Yeah,
but then they got they got more.
They lost it after 2 years under Paul Ryan's leadership because they kept funding Planned Parenthood and other assorted evils. So
that's right, and he's now working at Fox News, and – Fox News, I think, is going the way of Twitter. You know, of course, Twitter is leftist, but at least people thought you could get almost a half decent some news on Fox. I think if what's his name, the guy in the evenings, Tucker Carlson. I think if he leaves, they'd be getting Fox would be like a cable TV, a local neighborhood network cable TV station. No one would be watching.
yeah, and you know, Tucker Carlson, he's one of the few on Fox who I would say is the real deal. But even he, you know, he knows that there's some issues if you talk about, you won't have your platform at Fox News much longer. Now, he's become such a celebrity in his own right, anywhere he went would automatically gain millions of viewers. So I hope Newsmax or One American News or one of these other more decent networks is working with him. I've wondered how long Fox would let him be on there. Now they've kind of created a monster, and I'm not sure they know what to do with it. But, aside from Tucker Carlson, there's very little going on there that's worth it. So
it's like having Babe Ruth on your team and the Red Sox getting to trade him. All of a sudden you get a lousy team, you know. And I think that's what's going to happen. At that. And again, I listen to him. I don't I usually watch it on YouTube, you know, later on in the evening. And he does come up with some good things. Although I know that you know what happened at a Ron Paul event in what was the convention in, was it Minnesota? It was in Minnesota, right, about 8 years ago. And John McManus was on the stage, and he wouldn't introduce me. Kind of walked off, and Jack had to come on by himself. I don't know if you remember that or not.
I heard about it. I wasn't at the place, but yep, I heard about it.
So what do you? Where are we right now? I think Trump just won North Carolina. Is that the case?
I haven't heard that, but I figured they'd give him North Carolina and Georgia, just as long as they feel like they can keep Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Nevada, Arizona, and Michigan on lock. But I've already seen Pennsylvania now. The Real Clear Politics has taken back the call for Biden, and in fact, they removed his designation as president-elect. And I think
Just
the first domino to fall. Yep.
Wow. Well, Jonathan Alexander from Liberty Council, he's been sent to Pennsylvania to do some monitoring or some investigation. And there's other attorneys, different groups of attorneys in different states that are going around and, looking into it. And how many lawsuits have been filed now?
Lawsuits, just a deluge. They're being filed everywhere. And there's going to be some criminal prosecutions, too, I think. I still don't trust Barr, but he did now authorize investigations by U.S. attorneys into this electoral fraud, and we're going to see a lot at the state level. The Nevada GOP has already made a criminal referral. They've identified at least 3,000 fraudulent votes. There's going to be some more action on this for sure in the weeks ahead.
And in Wisconsin, there was a so-called computer glitch that a number of votes went back to Trump. Is that correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They got caught red-handed with that. I can't believe they dared to call it a computer glitch. Again, they think we're all idiots. But they had a computer glitch. I put that in air quotes. That sent 6,000 Trump votes to Biden. They've been using this same kind of software for quite a while now. Actually, at the New American just today, we interviewed General McInerney, who was the third highest-ranking official at the U.S. Air Force, and he's been now alleging for a period of a couple of weeks at least that the Central Intelligence Agency has been involved with this. They've been using a vote rigging software that they've used in other countries, but they now use it in the United States to flip the vote. And so what it does is give votes to the favored candidate to push them over the limit. And I think they actually used it in Kentucky too when they did remove Matt Bevin, who was a very, very good governor of Kentucky. I think they used that exact same software because we've got video now from the from television where you could actually watch in real time as votes were being subtracted from Bevin and given to Bashir, who ended up winning that fraudulent election. Right. So multiple avenues here that they pursued.
So what do you think the end game is? Is right now, of course, if you listen to the mainstream media, Biden saying, "Hey, come on now, we need to have this transition team. You're slowing things down. You're going to cause problems, Trump. So I'm already picking my cabinet. We're ready to roll. So what do you think? Of course, we know the electoral voters meet on the 14th of December, correct? So we have over a month to resolve this, don't we?
Yes, it may even be longer than that. So, yeah, we've got the Electoral College coming. And I've actually already talked to members of the legislature in Pennsylvania. I received an email from a state senator in Pennsylvania, Scavallo, who's working on this. Received a communication from Representative Townsend in Arizona. They are very interested in sending Trump electors to the Electoral College if there was indeed vote fraud. And at this point, it's, pretty obvious that there was massive amounts of vote fraud. So there's a very, very significant effort to have some of these states. What's interesting is most of these states have Republican legislatures too. Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Arizona, all these states have Republican legislatures, in some cases massive Republican majorities. And so I think there's going to be a real effort to overturn the fraud by having the legislatures send Trump electors. A lot of this is going to be coming out in court. And, I think the deep state's plan is to try to get Trump in the White House, but I don't think it's going to work. I think they've lost so much credibility. They've lost control of the narrative, and the fraud was too obvious. So I think Trump will be president come February 2021, and that's what, I'm already focused on that. I suspect what they'll try to do at that point is collapse the economy, cause a civil war, blame Donald Trump, discredit the United States, have all our allies abandon us. So, this is not going to be over if Trump remains in the White House in 2021, which I think he will. At least we'll have cleared that hurdle. And I think, we need to still focus on that, but I think we also need to be starting to focus longer term, what happens next.
Now, when we use the term deep state, who are we, for the few listeners who may not know what that term means, who are the people do you think, we know like Biden has been a puppet of the deep state all his career, Harris the same way. She's probably, I would consider, kind of a lightweight. She didn't really get too far in the primary. I think she dropped out within a month. So who do you think is the chief people or the leaders behind the trying to destroy the Trump presidency?
Well, it's funny you ask. I just released a book on the deep state. It's called Deep State, the Invisible Government Behind the Scenes, kind of a nod to Smoot. But there are a number of people. I think if you really want to understand it, the most important thing to understand is that, as Robert Welch explained, we're dealing with a diabolical conspiracy. Once you understand that it's diabolical, the individual players and the organizations involved become less important. But I do still think it's important to shed light on these people and their organizations. So when I talk about the deep state, in the physical world, setting their commander in chief aside for a moment, I'm thinking of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the secret society, right, Skull and Bones at Yale University, the Bohemian Grove in Northern California.
Yeah.
Karl Rove would definitely be an option. If you're a member of the CFR, chances are good that you're deep state swamp. That's one of the reasons I was so glad to see Trump fire Esper. I've been saying for months he needs to get rid of this guy. He's a Council on Foreign Relations member, and they're already talking about escorting you out of the White House with the military. What are you doing with a CFR lackey running your Defense Department?
I know
the Esper ousted.
Well, they also had John Bolton. That was a mistake. He didn't last too long as well. But I think the swamp is so. That's right. I think the swamp is just so. It's almost impossible because of all of the swamp creatures that it's hard not to choose some people like that on occasions. But you see how quickly they bite him. How quickly they betray him all the time. I mean, and then you see guys like Mitt Romney. And Mitt was governor of Massachusetts here. He ran for the Senate against John Kerry and successfully became governor. But he was almost always in Utah, although I think his family was from Michigan. His father was governor of Michigan. And I don't see him as a major player, but I see him as a major front man. He's supposed to be the legitimate, the decent Republican. The decent Republican, when he was governor, he gave us Romney Care. He gave us socialized medicine in Massachusetts. He gave us the homosexual so-called marriage, and he was so offended by Trump. My moral convictions, was compelled. Well, how about your support of Planned Parenthood, Mitt? That didn't seem to bother your moral convictions any. Or your support of the homosexual agenda, where you threatened to fire anybody who wouldn't issue marriage licenses. I mean, so he comes across as this decent, the face of the real face of the Republican Party, when he's a big global warming supporter, and he's abortion and the whole nine yards. So that to me is he might be thinking he might be get another chance of running, but I don't even see him winning in Utah. What do you think?
I think Romney and his breed of fake rhino Republicans will be on the way out. At this point, I really do think the deep state is losing a tremendous amount of its power, because the central element of its power was the ability to deceive the American people. They had the media in their pocket. Thanks
right.
to President Trump, Americans, mainstream Americans, your mainstream Joe Schmo six-pack American understands now that the media is lying to us. In fact, the more the media tells us that President Trump is bad, the more the American people love President Trump. So they really have lost their leverage there. And even Fox News, which I've always said Fox News is more dangerous than the other fake media, because everybody knows the other fake media is garbage, but people
right.
still trust Fox News. Well, if they lose that, they have officially lost control of the narrative. And that puts them in a very, very weakened state, and they won't be able to run people like Romney anymore. I mean, it'll just fall flat on its face, at least if we can ensure legitimate elections.
It's interesting, too, how quickly they want the American people to forget. They'll blame the pandemic, the Chinese communist virus, on Trump, when back in January they were calling him a xenophobe because he said, let's stop the flights to China. And I remember there was an Asian reporter who says, well, you keep on saying China. Doesn't that put the Chinese Americans at risk? And he said, well, that's where the virus came from. What else are we going to call it? And so they forget about that. They forgot about Joe Biden's his Hunter's laptop. The average American, unless they're getting news from the New American or other sources, you know, Hunter, Fox News, at least a few people, they don't even know it exists. They have no idea that all that stuff they accused Trump of doing, colluding with Ukraine, trying to get money, trying to withhold foreign aid unless they do his bidding. That's what Biden was doing. And he laughs about it. He's at the CFR headquarters talking about it. Son of a bee, they fired him. And that doesn't seem to get any play whatsoever.
That's right. I posted that video on YouTube many, many months ago. And, you know, that shows you how controlled the media is. And, you know, if we're honest, there's still a pretty significant segment of the American population that does rely on the media. They probably recognize that it's very biased, but if the media doesn't cover the story, then these people will not know about it. And so that's problematic. That's going to be, I think, the next frontier in the effort to liberate our country from the deep state is going to be, how do we bypass the media? Now, the New American has been a tool that has been around for many decades that patriots have been using consistently to bypass the media, but it needs to be on a much broader scale now. And so for a while, some of these social media platforms helped facilitate this process. And now, unfortunately, that is ending too. You know, YouTube is banning, I'm banned from Facebook now. They put me in Facebook jail. I can't even like a post for the next 25 days, but that's okay. I'm done with Facebook. But now there's all these up-and-coming ones, Parler and MeWe and Gab and BitChute and Brighteon, Rumble and all the rest of it. So I think that is going to have to be the trend. Conservative Americans, people who love their country, people who are tired of being lied to, are going to have to seek out alternatives. We're going to have to continue bypassing the media. And at that point, you know, if they lose total control of the information, then they're going to be in for some real tough times if the American people figure out what's going on and stop believing the propaganda. So
this is something. This is in the wake of the election, a lot of people are really down. Oh, the world's coming to an end. And not that I'm a Pollyanna. And even if Trump does not get the second term, I think that there's lots of good. I mean, just the election itself, with the exception of the White House, was a pretty good election. Some ballot questions around the country, the stupid ranked choice voting was even in Massachusetts, big time. It was something like $15 million was spent in people in favor of it. The vote no on question two against ranked choice voting, I think they spent $5,000. And it went down in flames, like 70-30 or 60-40 or something like that. You know, it was just beautiful.
Yeah.
So, and again, we got some houses back. And I am concerned about what do you think about the Georgia runoff elections? What are your thoughts there?
Well, if all the election fraud that we had in Georgia gets exposed, Georgia will become very, very interesting. It will be hard for them to cheat in this runoff election because the whole entire world is now watching the election.
And not only that, but Chuck Schumer gave us some great sound bites because he's basically saying, if we get Georgia, we're going to change this world, change this country forever. So they're saying, really? Thank you, Chuck. Thank you for letting us do that. So if we get a majority in the Senate, we are going to we're going to get back at you, and we're going to take you down. He's basically saying. So, hey, we only have a short time left. Where can people learn more about you and your work and the books that you've written?
Hey, well, thank you so much for having me on, Hal. It's great to be with you. A lot of my articles go at thenewamerican.com or in the New American Magazine. My personal website is libertysentinel.org. That's Liberty Sentinel, SENTINEL.ORG. You can find a list of all my books and a lot of other stuff there. And I do a lot of other things. People can find me using any of the real search engines. Just skip Google because they're dishonest and controlled. But I'm the executive director of Public School Exit. I write for the Epic Times, write for a lot of different publications, and I'd love to hear from people. So just reach out. And right now I'm still on social media, including the good ones like Parler and Gab and all the rest. So,
all right. Thank you so much, Alex, for being on. Folks, you've been listening to Camp Constitution Radio. with your host, Hal Shurtleff. Until next week, may God bless you.
Amazon Prime members now get free grocery delivery with a minimum order. You'll get your groceries with 2-hour delivery. So in that time, you can finally figure out where the biblioteca is, learn how to play the acoustic guitar, and I guess get a puka shell necklace. Do a makeup tutorial, but realize halfway contouring is hard, and you're beautiful just as you are. Whatever it is you're doing with your time, your shopper will be carefully picking out your favorite organic meats, produce, dairy, and snacks while providing contactless delivery to your door. Free 2-hour grocery delivery, now with Prime.